VWA.
For VWA, K4OIM. How you doing, Steve?
Walt, how you doing there, buddy? You done a good job on the net last night. Have you got a cold? Do you have a cold?
Out of house. This doggone rain.
I kind of started getting a little bit of a sniffle, but I think it's clearing out now, and it just started today. I think it is this pollen. Man, hopefully this rain will knock it out a little bit, don't you think?
So, I got to go back to Greenville Saturday at 1 o'clock to the VA and get my second COVID shot. Not looking forward to that one, though.
Did the first one bother you?
I didn't even feel it when they stuck me with a needle, but I had to go over there and sit for 15 minutes to see if I had a reaction. And once I sat down there, it felt like ice water running through my veins because of the medicine in the shot was so doggone cold. But it didn't bother me at all. But the VA's giving the Moderna shot.
Well, I haven't taken any of the shots because I had some bad problems with some blood clots back about a year ago. And from what I'm reading, one of the shots can give you problems with the blood clots. And I'm just going to wait and see what's going on after I talk to my internist, my doctor, and see what he says.
The doctor last month up there at the VA, the first time I've actually saw a doctor in almost 3 years over there. It's always a nurse practitioner, and I told him, I said, listen, I need to see a doctor. And they've got me scheduled. They first told me it was urgent, and now the earliest appointment I can get is May the 21st. I got to go down there and see a cardiologist. Back when I broke my neck, you know, I had a stroke. It's what caused me to fall and break my neck. They sent me to a cardiologist over there at Greer Hospital. And I had to wear the heart monitor for a month. And they done a few MRIs, and they said I had a artery on the left side of my neck that was shaped like a Z. And it said it's nothing to worry about right now. But they sent me to another cardiologist over at the Fatewood Center. And this girl, I don't know how in the world she's got a job. She's from Algeria, and she was so black, all you could see was her teeth and the whites of her eyes. And she had on a pair of white nursing pants that looked like they had been sprayed on, and a pair of some of the ugliest toenails I ever seen in my life. And my daughter was in there with me. Understand anything she said. I said, all I know is that she wants me to see another cardiologist in Spartanburg. And I just said, to hell with it. I ain't been back to another one.
And that was with which hospital system?
Prisma.
You know, as long as they got that certificate, they hire the cheapest people they can get their hands on. And, well, anyhow, Prisma's not the place to be going these days, bud.
I covered the VA. I asked my doctor, I said, why is it that the VA is having so much trouble keeping doctors. And she said, well, Walt, I'm going to tell you the truth. She said, all veterans are not like you. They're old, grumpy old men, and you cannot please them. All they want to do is complain and cuss you out. And she said, that's why they cannot keep doctors at the VA, Steve.
Well, you know, people are not going to be their best or feel the best when they come in, you know. That's just part of being a doctor. But anyhow, you know, third world medicine is coming here fast, I can tell you.
To talk to you, Steve. You know, here a while back I was talking about this FT-450 I got, and you said if I ever decided to get rid of it, to let you know somebody that might be interested. There's not a thing wrong with the radio. It's just I do not know how to program all them menus in it. I just cannot get it to, transmit CW with my paddle. Now, it's got a menu in there where the frequency up and down button on the desk mic, you can go into the menu and switch from paddle or straight key to the mic and use the frequency up and down switch for the paddle. But, man, that's aggravating. But I have ordered me a FT-950. I sent the guy the money for it this morning. He's a friend of mine. He's a net controller for the Ole Miss net. I don't know if you ever checked in with it or not. But I am going to list this thing tonight on the swap net. But I thought I'd like to talk to you before I did. You'd be interested. I would let you have it for less than half, but I've got over $700 in this thing. It's got the MD-100 desk mic, the original hand mic. The guy told me it had never been taken out of the plastic. It's got the signal link that goes to it with all the connecting cables. It's got the CAT cable where you can plug it into your computer, and you've got your radio on your monitor, and you can control your radio through your computer. And I've got all the original boxes with all the inserts and everything. All the cables, all of that stuff. I'd let you have it for $325, Steve. And I've got over $700 in it.
Take a beating like that now. I'd like to have the radio. You say it's in good shape and works good?
It's plugged up right now. You're welcome to try it out.
Well, okay. Well, okay, I'll take it. How do we get together?
I meet you somewhere, or you're welcome to come over here if you can find where I live now. Last night after the net, John KM4, what is it? Oh, man, what is John's call sign? KM4. He just moved to Browns Point, North Carolina from Inman. I can't think this call saved my life. And I told him that I was thinking about listening on the swap net tonight. And he said, well, what are you asking for? And I said, well, John, Steve told me here a while back that he might know somebody or he might be interested in it before I sold it. He wanted me to check with him, and he told me, he said, well, I ain't going to do Steve that way. He said, But if Steve backs out on you, just let me know. So I want him listed tonight. If you would like me to bring it to you, or if you want to come over here and see it working, whatever you want, Steve.
I could ride up there this evening. I don't want to interrupt your supper hour. Let's see. I'm just wondering if that one will work with the ATAS antenna. Well, either way, I want the radio, and you say it's in good shape, and it looks good. It's not beat up or anything like that. Yeah, man, I'll take it. Now, I'll tell you what let's do. Let me just go ahead and give you my phone number, okay?
Having a pen, yeah, I'm pretty sure to work with that ATS antenna because I do know how to go into the menu, and it's got the built-in antenna tuner and the electronic tier. It's got everything you can have in it. But you can use the internal antenna tuner or the an external antenna tuner, and I'm pretty sure it says, if I can turn, let's see, I got that on, let me turn it on, and all I gotta do is go into the tuner here. Won't take just a sec. Well, it's got external, internal. Something else. I know I've seen that somewhere. It may be in the manual here. Now, this thing comes with two manuals. You got the operator's manual for the radio, plus a manual on the all of the menus in it. I think the basic menu is about 32 menus, and you can go into that menu and go down to external menu, and it's got 62 more menu mods. I'm looking at that now right out of the manual, but I was looking back here to, I'm pretty sure it'll, that antenna works with it, but I don't see it. Go ahead and give me your phone number, Steve.
794-228.
Again, I got 879-what?
228.
794-228.
That's it.
Give you a call.
What are you doing right now?
Talking to you. I ain't doing a thing.
Tell you what, let me run up here and you say you're over near Lake Bowen.
At my window at the lake now. You know where Compton Bridge Road is?
I know where the Compton Bridge over Lake Bowen is, yeah.
The public fishing pier. You go across the lake and it'll be it's the second road on your right. It's Foster Road. When you cross the bridge, you'll start up a hill, there'll be one road to the right, and just as you get to the top of the hill, there's a business there, I believe it's a nursery, and they only open on Saturday, but the Foster Road, it'll be the second road, turns right at the top of the hill. You go downhill about a mile and a half, maybe two. Yeah, I guess about a mile and a half, and you'll cross over 26, quick as you cross the bridge, there'll be a road to the right. There'll be a big white house there that they call it the Christmas house. They keep it lit up and all at Christmas. You go past it, it'll be the second road. It's the second road after you cross the lake, and it's the second road after you cross the 26. The name of the little road is Narrow Road. And believe me, it is narrow. Like places on here, two cars can't pass. When you turn down, turn right on Narrow Road, it'll be, I believe it's the second double wide on the right. You'll see my old truck sitting in the yard, and there's a couple of washer and dryers, a refrigerator and stove and all of that sitting out in the yard waiting on that girl to come get her stuff.
Let me get this right. I'm going to come down and I'm going to pass that Christmas house because I know exactly where it is. It's on Foster Road. It's right there at 26. And the second road to the right is Narrow Road. And I'm going to turn right on Narrow Road. And I'm going to come how far out there to your place?
Christmas house there. It'll be the first road on the right, Narrow Road. It's right there just past the Christmas house. And it'll be, I'll be down here in a shack. And my grandson's got a big trampoline out in the front yard here. When you turn on Narrow Road, you go up, you're going up a slight hill, and then when you start downhill, you'll see where Lightning got that tree the other night, took the power line out. Her house is the next house past where that big dead pine tree's laying on side the road, Steve.
And then, now, refresh my memory. What color is your pickup truck? Is it like a light green or a light blue?
It's primer gray.
Okay. All right. Well, just Hank, can you hang around by the radio for a little bit? I need to stop and make sure I got the money I need.
Got nothing else to do. I'll be down here on the radio till the net's over tonight.
Well, yeah, and it was, I remember who you're talking about now, I think. That's, KN4RJN.
That's it, John. Lived up there at Gremlin. He just sold his house and moved up above Greensboro.
Hey, is he still checking into the net?
Checking in over Echo Link, and, he's found a neighbor of his up there that is a ham that has a net, and they have Echo Link, and John's going to talk to them and see that guy will let him connect their Echo Link to W4NYK's Echo Link so he can call the net from up there.
I don't know how well that would work because the Echo Link delay would be pretty tough to call it that way. So, well, but anyhow, good luck to him. Oh, goodness. All right, I'll call you in a little bit as soon as I get headed that way, okay?
Echo Link is kind of aggravating at times. Like last night, I was calling the net. I had the preamble up on my laptop, and I had Echo Link on my cell phone, and it would show somebody on Echo Link, and when I'd go back to say, I see I got somebody on Echo Link stations only, well, that station wouldn't be there, and it did just disappeared. John, he checked in. Steve over there at Ferris Mountain, he checked in over at Echo Link, and he stayed up the whole time. But John was on and off, and then Landon over there in southern Greenville, he was the same way. He was on and off. And they would just go ahead, both of them, Landon and John, just went ahead and checked in on Echo Link and told me they were checking in by way of Echo Link. And John said he didn't know what was going on with Echo Link last night, but it gets kind of screwy at times.
Now, I'm sure you've heard me talking about doing DMR, haven't you? Like you're on a regular radio. So, anyhow, I'm kind of thinking about that DMR.
An Echo Link, they tell you sometimes it'll have at least a 20-second delay in it before it comes back over the RF or before it'll come back over Echo Link. You've got that long delay in there.
Listen, I'm getting a phone call. I'll call you back on the radio here in just a little bit.
All right, I got my brother calling me. I'll be sitting here, John. Come in, Steve.
N6 CLX Mobile monitoring.
Friend, this is Kilo Zulu 1 Hotel. I did not get your call signed, but I'm responding.
Kilo Zulu 1 Hotel, N6, Charlie Lima X-Ray.
X Charlie Lima X-Ray, my name is Harry. Harry, Hotel Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee, I'm in Rock Hill, sir.
Nice to hear you. Are you talking in on Echo Link, or are we just having a really, really good propagation day here? I'm in Spartanburg on the road going home.
W4NTK, I've got a Yaesu 400 here that I've been trying to break in for the last week or so, and an internal that is an attic-mounted antenna. And I've been able to get into this repeater pretty successfully lately.
I'd say you're full quieting. You might have a little noise there, but and I've heard worse.
Yeah, you'll hear. I hear a little bit of background noise. Are you mobile?
Yep, mobile. Mobile driving the old Jeep here on the way home from Spartanburg County over to Greenville County.
I'm sitting here on the second floor of my house. I'm west. I'm just a little bit west of Rock Hill within the city limits, but I'm just kind of watching this weather. How's it look over your way?
Gray, overcast, low clouds, maybe 1,000 feet, maybe less, and rain.
Episodes of rain, mostly this morning. We had about a half an hour's solid rain, but I think pretty much we've dodged most of it.
It's been kind of a steady light rain for most of the day with some heavy downpours here and there.
Radar off and on, and I've noticed that Greenville, Spartanburg, we're getting your share. I'm frankly kind of tired of this weather.
Telling the lady at work that we were about to say something negative about it. I changed my mind. I said, you know, come August, we'd be wishing for this.
Bruce, the older I get, the less I like that hot, humid weather. I've lived in South Carolina my whole life, but every summer is a real drag.
And the end of August. Last year, it was the end of July, but usually it's around the end of August. I just start wishing for winter. I can't take the heat any longer.
Yeah, a physical effect, but a mental effect on me. I try to get out and do a little bit of yard work and or other things outdoors, but you just can't do it past about 10 a.m.
I grew up in the San Francisco area with a 6 call. Got it there when I was in high school. And my brothers that still live in California, they can't fathom the humidity. I tell them, yeah, I go out and mow the grass, and then I come in, change the shirt, put on a new one, go out and edge the grass. Some days I go through three or four shirts working in the yard.
Here, although I think you're a little bit better about changing them than I am, I look like the yard man, according to my wife, some days.
And so sticky, I can't take it. I got to go and change, and I've got a nice collection of, I'm a messy eater, so I got a nice collection of work in the yard shirts.
A stack of oil changing and yard grass cutting attire. San Francisco is certainly a beautiful place, and I've been out there a couple of times, and it's always, when I've been out there, very cool. So I imagine your family can't quite relate to what we go through here.
Here's Mike. I have fond memories of summer being off from school and my mother yelling at me to turn the heater off because I'd be sitting over there by it.
Not happen here. What brought you out to the East Coast?
I'm working my way east. Can't go much further unless I speak another language or I swim. I left the Bay Area to go to school in Colorado, and, oh, great. DOT is telling me there's an incident ahead on 85. Prepare to stop. I love it. Worked my way over. Let me let this drop. Alrighty. I just don't want to time out the... I think the radio will time out before the repeater does. I just worked my way over from Colorado, then I went to Arizona, then New Orleans, and wife and I moved up here after Katrina.
And that was a terrible situation. We lived through Hugo here in 1989. The storm went straight over Rock Hill and into through Charlotte and wreaked havoc. That's as close as I ever want to get to another one of those jobs.
The house survived Katrina. My job did. My wife's job didn't. And I found a new, better job. And after a year, they offered me a transfer up here and went home. We talked it over, and the next day we said, we'll take it.
Things in the Greenville-Spartanburg area. I'm always impressed when I go over that way. I went to Clemson years ago and traveled I-85 a lot and still do. And so I know what you're going through. I couldn't imagine having to deal with that traffic every day. But Greenville-Spartanburg is a great, great locale.
I got COVID eyes and I got laid off. I got told in September and official in November 1st. And I was able to get this job starting January 1st. Real blessed with that. But for the last 5 years, my commute was 30 feet to the back bedroom because I worked remote sales for a German company. Now I'm a sales engineer again with a German company again, but I work in the office and I got to drive 24 minutes. Except now the drive home is going to be, an hour.
For a gymnastics competition a few weeks ago and made the mistake of going on I-85 between Blacksburg and Spartanburg. I can't remember where the trouble started and stopped, but it is deadly. I know they lost two people a few weeks ago and they're trying to improve that traffic situation, but there's only so much they can do with the level of work they have to get done.
Yeah, nice when they get that thing two lane each way, though, all the way over. I'm assuming that's what they're doing. Traffic for me is not bad. I go against the traffic in the morning coming over to Spartanburg, but it makes rain and someone trying to get home and road rage, and I think that's what we probably have here. It's stopped and slow, but it'll move.
Way since 1968, and I promise they've been working on I-85 since before 1968, so they'll finish up that section and then they'll start again.
Fun trivia, when I lived in Phoenix, it was, what years was that? I'm getting so old, Harry, I can't remember it all anymore. It was late 80s through the early 90s, and I-10 goes right through town, and the I-10 actually started to be built in Phoenix, and the last section of the I-10 to be completed, to complete the interstate across the country, the last piece was in, yep, you guessed it, Phoenix.
Yeah, that's what I guessed you were going to say. It sounds like the way things work. KZ1H, back to you.
Felix, right. Yeah, well, that's what happened. And we got this new flyover and this interchange here, 385 and 85 in Greenville. It's nice, and it relieved the traffic for all of about 6 months.
As I say, we were over there a few weeks ago, and I love what's going on downtown in Greenville. It's just amazing compared to what it was back in the 60s when I was over that way.
I guess they were still trying to figure out how to make textiles affordably.
I worked in the textile industry for 45 years. And every year they had the big textile show in Greenville. And when I was a boy, he would come home from that textile show. I guess all the vendors had all their wares out, but they would give away all kinds of stuff. So my brothers and I would wait with great anticipation to see what kind of junk he brought home for us.
Yep. Every time I go to a show, I bring junk home, especially when we had little ones. Now it's just I look around for cool things.
Business for close to 50 years, and back in the day we had some pretty good conventions and trade shows, and my kids loved it when I brought that stuff home. Well, listen, I'll let you go, Mike. I really enjoyed chatting with you, and I know that I-85 can be a challenge, so I'll let you go. Be careful, and I'm glad you're in the Carolinas. KZ1H and clear on your final 73, Mike.
Let me make sure I got your call right, Harry. It's Kilo Zulu 1 Hotel, I believe. November 6th, Charlie Lima X-Ray.
Now be careful.
You take care. Stay dry. And I'll stay out of trouble here. It's, at 5 miles an hour, it's not hard. N6 CLX, I'm monitoring.